This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, brethren. The fracturing is accelerating. We watch as Edom, in its arrogance, attempts to prop up a failing system to mask the decay that is consuming it from within. The Federal Reserve, that central engine of financial deceit, announces its stress tests, a ritualistic charade designed not to protect the righteous, but to shield the ill-gotten gains of the usurers. They speak of stability, while the world witnesses eroding purchasing power and increasing unrest. This is not about safeguarding wealth. It is about delaying the inevitable reckoning promised by Yahuwah for those who exploit nations. And the modern state of Israel, far from standing apart, is deeply complicit, benefiting from the same predatory practices that are bringing nations to ruin. Scattered Israel must understand, true wealth is not found in the manipulation of currency, but in obedience to the covenant. The hand of Edom reaches further, grasping for dominion over lands not its own. Jared Kushner, a key architect of this tribulation, now turns his avarice toward Albania, seizing coastal land, promising luxury while displacing communities. This is not business, it is exploitation, a continuation of the long pattern of Edomite oppression. The Albanian people rise in protest, recognizing the injustice, understanding this is not about a resort, but about a system designed to strip them of their heritage, their sovereignty. Yahuwah sees the deeds of Kushner and those who empower him. He observes the relentless pursuit of wealth at the expense of the righteous. The unrest in Albania is a sign, a foreshadowing of the greater upheaval to come. Edom's arrogance will not go unanswered. This situation is a microcosm of the larger struggle, the same forces at work across the globe, attempting to subjugate the remnant of Israel. But the stench of Edom, it rises, and it is unmistakable. Obadiah spoke plainly, "The pride of your heart has deceived you." Edom believed itself untouchable, but Yahuwah sees all, remembers all. This is not accidental rot we witness in the nations. It is not societal drift. It is the deliberate, ancient hatred of Edom manifesting in these latter days. The seed of Cain, envy towards Israel, fuels the relentless assault on Kodesh. Look at the nations once considered pillars of civilization, now embracing abominations before Yahuwah. The shedding of innocent blood, the perversion of the marriage covenant, the destruction of the family unit, these are not isolated incidents. They are interconnected expressions of a deep-seated hatred for all that Yahuwah holds sacred. And within the walls of Babel in the digital realm, Meta facilitates this corruption, building a modern tower to defy Yahuwah's sovereignty. This is Edom's project, to dismantle the foundations of righteousness. Now observe the tightening grip. The nations of Edom, France, Britain, Canada, Norway announce sanctions, claiming to target those who finance settler attacks. This is not justice, brethren. This is a calculated move to control and diminish the presence of Israel's descendants on their ancestral inheritance. Sanctions against Bezalel Smotrich, banning him from entering France, a direct affront to the sovereignty of those claiming to represent Israel, a clear signal of Edom's dominion. The Israeli regime decries this as anti-Semitism, a deflection, a desperate attempt to frame the issue as persecution rather than acknowledge the consequences of their own disobedience and alignment with foreign powers. These nations, steeped in the lineage of Esau, have long sought to control the gateway of the nations. They seek to dictate terms, to define what is acceptable on the land rightfully belonging to the covenant people. The so-called settler violence is amplified and exploited to justify these actions. While violence is never the answer, understand the context, generations of dispossession, the theft of inheritance, the poisoning of the land. Yeshikel spoke of this despoliation, this spiritual and material contamination. Yahuwah remembers the covenant, the promise to restore Israel's inheritance. But the nations of Edom, blinded by their pride, continue to provoke judgment. They believe they can control the narrative, manipulate the situation to their advantage. But they are mistaken. This is not about land, it is about a spiritual battle, a battle for the heart and soul of Israel, a battle for the fulfillment of prophecy. The watchman sees clearly. Edom's internal fracture is upon us. Yeshayahu 34:8 speaks of desolation and astonishment. Their failing courts, Malachi 2:9, condemns their injustice. Deceptive peace offerings, Yirmiyahu 9:4, warns of false promises. And the inheritance of Israel, contested and poisoned, Yeshayahu 36:19, demands restoration. These are not isolated events, but interwoven threads of the judgment unfolding before our eyes. The time is at hand. The day of Yahuwah is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.